In the 19th century, La Rune had a completely different appearance. Vast forests covered its slopes up to 600 meters in altitude. Today, only sparse traces of these woods remain. The struggle of herdsmen seeking to increase their pastures, along with many other human activities, led to increasing deforestation. Numerous forges were installed in the area, and under the axes of lumberjacks, many century-old oaks on La Rune fell, along with many other species of trees, used for the building of the many ships which were destined to sail to distant seas. The local needs for construction and heating materials, combined with deadly plant diseases, resulted in irreparable damage over the centuries. The vast forests were superseded by a land of heather, gorse, and broom, in spite of the many efforts of the National Office of Forests to reforest this area. Agribusinesses are a predominant activity in this region, especially in Sarre. There are more than 20 large and 40 smaller operations, and livestock rearing is the most popular. This community generally takes care of 1,100 cattle raised for meat and milk, 11,000 sheep kept for milk as well as lamb, 400 potioc ponies. In the spring, some breeders put their Manish sheep and potioc ponies on the mountain to profit from the vast open spaces and to contribute to their upkeep. Manish, a local species of red or black-headed sheep. They are elegant animals with a very long, white, flowing fleece. They are valued for their milk, which is used to make the famous Ardigashna, Basque sheep's cheese. The rest of the production, milk, lamb, and cull ewes, provide meat and delicious legs of lamb. The potioc, a robust Basque country pony which lives mostly in complete liberty. The mountain potioc live a minimum of 9 months on the mountain. In general, they are a very rustic animal requiring minimal upkeep, and their size rarely exceeds 1.32 meters. The prairie or sport potioc live in contact with man, where their living conditions are much better and result in slightly increased stature, 1.47 meters. Formerly used to transport contraband and to assist in mining and forestry activities, and valued for meat, these ponies now enjoy a more pleasant life as riding ponies. Since 1971, the potioc pony has been recognized as a species by AHA Nationaux, and potioc-associated activities are now a regulated industry. They are an integral part of Basque history and are found in many local legends and ancient mythology, where they sometimes represent subterranean genies. The legend of the headless horse, Samari Churia. According to mythology, the white headless horse appears at night on the contraband trails of the Pyrenees and the La Rune mountain. People who worked and lived there were afraid of it. A sighting of a headless horse was considered an omen of imminent death or other misfortune. The Samari Churia, representing the corn spirit, is symbolized by a dancer in Sul and Gipuzkoa celebrations.